This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Dr. Gorka, welcome back. What have you been able to obtain from what we're able to find out about the multiple explosions in Brussels?
Well, very clearly, Brian, the TTP, so the tactics, the techniques and the procedures of this attack follow very closely the jihadi methodology that we've become unfortunately used to since 9/11. So whether it's Al-Qaeda in terms of 9/11 or the London bombings or the Madrid bombings, or whether it was ISIS and the Paris attacks most recently, the idea that you have synchronized cells, synchronized teams that mix a different type of attack methodology, small arms or grenades with suicide vests. This is typical jihadi methodology. Sure. The idea that you create as much chaos as possible by having synchronized attacks.
Well, they certainly did it today. And we should point out that Brussels has been on threat level 4, the maximum threat level, ever since the arrest of, you mentioned the Paris attacks. Salih Abdeslam was scooped up not long ago, Dr. Gorka, and so the worry was that essentially there would be revenge attacks if that ever happened. It looks like the takedown was the trigger for this, doesn't it?
Potentially. Let's be careful here. I have a new book out called Defeating Jihad, and I discuss in detail the way terrorists prepare for these attacks. So jihadis aren't spontaneous. They're not capricious. They prepare, in some cases, for months or even years. The 9/11 attacks took years to plan. So here, the idea that they were just doing a revenge attack, I think is unlikely. They were probably preparing to do an attack against the airport or against the subway. It may have been scheduled for months in the future. Perhaps this recent arrest brought the clock forward, but I think this is potentially something that they were planning to do for a long, long time.
Dr. Gorka, you've talked about in the past about the lack of borders in Europe. Why do you think Brussels?
Oh, well, look, terrorism is fundamentally about the spreading of fear. And if you want to spread fear, you want to choose symbolic targets. That's why the Twin Towers, the Pentagon, these were so important in 9/11. Brussels is the hub of Europe. Whether we're talking about politics and trade in terms of the European Union, whether we're talking the European Commission, whether we're talking about politics in terms of the European Parliament, or lastly, whether we're talking about the military and NATO, all of these institutions are headquartered in Brussels. So if you want to take the war, the holy war, to the infidel in Europe, Brussels is an incredibly important target.
Sebastian Gorka, who has been on with us many times, he is a specialist and gave us some great insight as to, why Brussels. And, boy, I'll tell you, he spelled it out. He's absolutely brilliant and breaks it down. But, the warnings that we need to pick up on, and we'll be talking about this later, yep, is that how much time before it comes here to America?
Yeah, that's just it. We really need to be watching out at this point, I think. This should be a warning to us that we need to keep our guards up.
Well, on many levels, not only because of our laxness about our own national security, but also the level of sophistication. In order for them to execute something of this nature, as Dr. Gorka had said, this was timed out. This wasn't, pell-mell, hey, you guys, let's just go down and, do some sort of crowd response kind of thing. I mean, they had this thing set up to where, they're attacking the American Airlines terminal, the check-in area there, as well as they're at the train station as well. So this was a lot more sophisticated than people, and I think this is why the intelligence officers and even like you know, Sebastian Gorka, they look at this and they go, uh-oh, this is serious big time. The conversation will continue. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you. It's just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. You want to drop me an email. Comes to me direct. We love to hear from you, Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. I say with all earnestness and heartfelt emotion, we need you to get involved in the conversation. I know for so long you've been told that your opinion doesn't count. It really does matter. This is the United States of America. This is what our founding fathers had established for us. And what they saw is a hearty participation in the debate and in the ongoings of our country. And our next guest, I'm sure, would agree with us, Carl Gallup's longtime senior pastor, best-selling author, former Florida law enforcement officer, 10-year conservative talk radio host as well, also the founder of P.P. Simmons, the world-famous YouTube ministry and biblical apologetics channel. Carl, it's always good to have you with us, brother. How are you?
Bill, it's great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
I'll tell you, we have so much to talk about. We've got a primary going on in Arizona, Utah. The GOP continues to rumble around as they're trying to figure out what they need to do. It's as if they've lost a sense of vision. I mean, they've got to, you know, last time I checked, I think the whole objective of a campaign is to win, right?
Yeah, it is, Bill. But you know what? What's really funny slash sad? Many of us are out here talking about all of this and in the unfolding, and you know, the possibility of the suspending of Rule 40B. I guess you heard about that and probably right. been talking about that. And so, you know, I say to people, look, what's wrong with this picture? Now listen, I am not Donald Trump's apologist, and I am not in the tank for Donald Trump. I'm just watching this thing unfold. I want to win the White House, Bill. I want somebody in there that's going to defeat Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders or Joe Biden or whoever they finally put up. I'm tired of the status quo of the last 8 years. And so if it happens to be that Donald Trump is the runaway, candidate with this, then of course I'm endorsing Donald Trump in that sense. But here's what's wrong with this picture. You've got a man, Donald Trump, who says, I want to protect our borders. I want to use common sense about immigration. I want to enforce our current immigration laws. I want to make our military strong again. I want to make America great again. I want to make our economy great again. And I want to bring jobs home. And the Republican establishment says, oh, my gosh, we can't have that. We're not going to have that man running. And I'm thinking, oh, my word.
Yeah.
Those of us that thought we'd been wearing tinfoil hats, we're now seeing right in our face the Republican elite basically saying, we are part of the establishment. There's not a dime's worth of difference between us and the Democrats. We would rather have Hillary than Donald Trump. And we're telling you to your face, your votes don't matter. We run this in a back room with cigar-filled smoke. And we make the decision regardless of what the American people want. Now, people like us have been theorizing that this has been going on and that this is the way it is, and we've been called conspiracy theorists. Now it's in our face. They're actually bragging and boasting about it because they are going out of their minds that Donald Trump might be in the White House in a few months.
Well, Carl, you and I have had this discussion before on several occasions, and I am convinced that this is a season of exposure on both sides, to your point.
Yes.
Not only
yes.
that there's no difference between the Republican and Democratic Party, that and this is why people are so outraged and saying, well, look at, you know, we'll get behind somebody like Donald Trump, who is not a quote-unquote politician. He does have a track record. It's not like the guy is a total numbskull. He's had successful businesses. He's gone through life. He's funding his own campaign. I think a lot of Americans like the fact that he's not beholden to anybody. The apparatchiks, the establishment that has been well oiled and in control, no matter what side wins, if it's a Democrat or Republican, they're still handling the big levers. And this is something that our friend Phyllis Schlafly has been screaming about for years, and wrote in her book back in the 60s, you know, A Choice, Not an Echo. They had it there, you know, with the Goldwater and then with Ronald Reagan. But then we've lost that, and we've homogenized. I say we, you know, conservatives, Republicans, because, you know, we've been busy out there working hard trying to survive. And we thought we could entrust to our elected officials to look out for our best interests. But when you have stories like, you know, Hillary's Clinton Foundation and the stuff that's happened with Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid and on and on. And there's been Republicans as well who have taken unfair advantage of the public trust, and shame on them. And they should no longer be in office, and they should not be taking from the public dole as they have over all these years. And as I say, this is a time of exposure. So it's up to we, the people, to do something about it. Those are the three most powerful words in the Constitution. But if we're not going to exercise those words, then shame on us, and we will continue to get what we deserve.
Well, Bill, listen, amen to everything you just said. You've hit the nail on the head. And one of the key things you said was not beholden. Donald Trump is not beholden. Listen, again, to your audience, I am not his apologist. I know it sounds like I'm his campaign manager. I'm just saying that it looks like he is the man who is going to win the Republican nomination, or at least, unless it's stolen from him, he has the vast majority of the popular vote of those who call themselves Republicans, and he's getting Democrat vote and independent vote. But here's the deal. He is not beholden, because he's not taking big PAC money. He is a multi-billionaire. He is basically financing his own campaign. He doesn't start day one in the White House having to make phone calls to his donors saying, okay, I'm going to scratch your back since you scratched mine now that I'm here. And the American people love it, but the establishment hates it because it does not give them the power and control that they normally have over key figures in the government, including the White House.
Exactly.
And so, So what's happened, and I'm going to let you in on a dirty little secret. Now, you know this, and your audience knows it. You guys are brilliant, but here's the deal. What the establishment is most terrified of, I'm convinced, is that you take a man like Donald Trump, who is decisive, he is consistent, he is dogged, he is unbeholden, he is basically unconnected. I mean, he has connections, but he doesn't have to bow down to any of those connections. He can buy and sell most people that he has connections with. So he is all of those things, and here's the dirty little secret. The establishment is terrified that Donald Trump and the world, we have just learned from the last 8 years how to use a pen and a telephone, how to use executive orders, and how to come right up to the edge of the Constitution and skirt constitutional authority, how to skirt congressional authority, and dare the media to say anything about it, because the last 8 years it's been done. Now, if you take the opposite of Obama, like Donald Trump, put him in office, give him that power, what can he do? They're terrified of it, Bill.
Oh, exactly. Well, and we've seen this happen time and again. We can only hope that through this season of exposure, Carl, that we learn from it. we establish and reestablish a perspective and a vision for this great country that we've been blessed with. That is my prayer, and I know yours as well. Our conversation with Carl Gallups will continue after the break. Stay with us, America. It is 14 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
This report is brought to you by Mile IQ. With tax season upon us, Americans are thinking about basic charitable giving and mortgage deductions. But many forget about mileage deductions, despite the fact that millions of Americans qualify for it. There are more than 60 million self-directed workers in the U.S., all of whom can take a tax deduction for the business miles they drive. According to the IRS, the mileage deduction is the single largest deduction for Schedule C filers. Mileage deductions are frequently audited, so knowing how to correctly track this information is critical. U.S. workers who use their personal vehicle for business purposes drive more than 12,000 miles per year on average, which could equal deductions of more than $6,900. Chuck Dietrich, co-founder MileIQ.
It's really important to have a reliable tracking system when deducting or expensing your mileage. Our app, MileIQ, available for iPhone and Android, automatically and accurately captures all of your drives and provides all the information you need for your mileage log.
For more, visit MileIQ.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring though are these timeshare charlatans. These high pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948, 800-587-EXIT. Call now, 800-587-3948.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live. Martinez live.
Hey, we now come to you Monday through Friday for 3 hours every day from 9 to 12 noon Eastern. And it's great to have you along with us. We count it a privilege to have you as part of the team here. You know, searching for the voice of truth, that's what it is. And that's the choice, Carl, we have every day is that, hey, we're going to buy into the lie. We're going to buy into the truth. I mean, the dangerous part of the information world in which we live in is that we got lots of information coming at us. It is so critical, especially in this day and age, that we have our sensors up. And there is discernment that rules, you know, we wouldn't be living in this age, you know, just uncovered. You know, God would not do that to his children and his creation. So I believe it is a choice. It is one where we have to be all in to study, to show ourselves approved so that we can discern, you know, what is the true, you know, what's true and what's a lie, right?
Yes. No. No. Listen, brother. You've hit the nail on the head, Bill. And I think this is why you and I get along so great. Every time we're together personally, we have these conversations.
Right.
But let me just say, I want your audience to hear my heart on this because sometimes, you know, I mean, I'm a pastor. Been a pastor for 30 years. Prior to that, I was a law enforcement officer and criminal investigator for 10 years. So, I think analytically, and a lot of times, I understand that helping people get perspective, regain perspective, is one of the best things you can do for someone, especially as a pastor. So, I want your audience to regain this perspective. We take for granted our cell phones, our internet connection, our computers, our laptops, our iPads and, you know, and tablets and all these devices. We take it for granted. These things have only been around. Some of them have only been around 5 or 10 years. Others,
exactly.
You know, the internet's only been around since the mid late 90s, as far as, you know, prolific use. We've got a whole generation of kids growing up thinking that the world has always been like this. But the bottom line is, and I write about this a lot in my next book coming out this fall, but I'm not trying to advertise the book. I just want people to know that I know what I'm talking about because I've spent a couple of years in researching this. The exponential growth of technology, we are an unprecedented generation. And this is very prophetic because the Bible speaks of the last days. And I'm not a date setter. You know that, Bill, so I'm not trying to panic your audience. But in those days, shortly before the return of the Lord, the Bible speaks of all kinds of amazing technologies. The whole world will see something at once. The whole world will know a singular person. The whole world will want to worship a person who brings peace. The whole world will be forced to take a mark. The whole world will not be able to buy and sell. The whole world will communicate with each other. People will know. They will talk. They will see things. The whole world will be able to understand each other's languages again, etc. These things are all mentioned in the Bible. Well, here we are. We're the first generation for the whole world instantaneously. We've got children walking around with cell phones that connect to the whole world.
Exactly.
And there is an exponential growth rate of technology. We don't need the Tower of Babel anymore. Now we have Google. We can translate instantly any language of the world. We can speak all over the world to everybody. All manner of good can be done. The gospel can be proliferated, and all manner of evil can be done. And all manner of apostasy. And truth is being thrown to the ground all over the world. Hatred is being spread all over the world. Anti-Semitism is being spread all over the world. Terrorism and terrorist activities and hate groups are organizing to meet and destroy people and organizations and institutions all over the world. We are living in the exponential growth rate of technology that is proliferating evil like never before in the history of mankind. The kind of evil that we are living with, Bill, has always been among us. Think of the Crusades. Think of the Inquisitions. Think of the days of Genghis Khan. Think of World War I, World War II, the atrocities, the evil, the death, the murdery, the butchery. That's been going on since the beginning of time. I'm not saying that the days are more evil. I'm saying that evil can now more easily proliferate.
Exactly.
And instantly and worldwide. And that's the mark of the day in which we're living. And like you said, it behooves Christians to be very, very careful what they read, what they see, what they watch, what they believe, what they repeat, and what they participate in. Because truth is absolutely being crushed under the foot of the evil one right now. And Jesus said, if you'll abide in my word and let my word abide in you, then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
Exactly. Well, Carl, you set us up perfectly because I guess my most favorite holiday of the calendar year and the liturgical year is Easter, which is coming up this Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And a grave was empty some 2,000 years ago. And that empty tomb is a big question to all of humanity that must be answered.
Yeah.
And depending on how you answer that question, which lies before us, it's echoed in time. Over the span of time, you know, over 2,000 years, that question still remains.
Right.
And it's up to you as to how you want to answer that question. It's the same question that was born out of that meeting between God and Cain. When God, you know, Cain was all depressed and everything. He says, oh, gosh, you know, it's such a bummer you didn't accept my sacrifice. And God really summed it up for the ages. He said, Cain, you know, if you do right, will it not go well for you? And that's the question that echoes, and it comes out of that grave. If you choose right, will it not go well for you?
Right.
And this is what it's all coming down to when we look at all this craziness that's happening in Brussels. We've got, you know, an election season that's absolutely incredible, the most incredible and certainly, by the same token, the most significant. And when you have an election like this in America that's taking place where you can say it's the most significant election to ever happen in our lifetime, I mean, really think about that. That's pretty profound.
Yeah.
And so how people can go to the polling stations, be uninformed, and abandon the core principles of this great American experiment, this America that God has blessed so richly, I think there's an awesome responsibility that is upon this generation and more than we realize, but it's all coming. It's all coming from that empty tomb, in my humble opinion, Carl.
Yeah. Well, Bill, listen, I agree with you. I think that you basically addressed two things in one, very brilliantly, actually. But you've addressed the uniqueness of this political season, and you said it's the most important in history. And isn't that amazing? Through most of my life, at every election cycle, I hear people say, boy, this is important. Boy, this is important. We've got Supreme Court justice that's coming up. We've got turmoil in the world. We've got possibility of war, nuclear war, cold wars, proliferation of nukes. This is important. This is important. Borders need to be secured. Economies crumbling. This is important. Well, and I'll tell you, the last 8 years, both of those elections, people were saying, gosh, this is the most important in American history.
Exactly.
Are we going to go socialism, or are we going to be a constitutional republic? Are we going to be a banana republic, or are we going to be a law-abiding republic? And now we hit this election, and the anger and the vitriol and the hatred and the discord and the changing of rules to keep a man out. Let me tell you what this is. It's extremely spiritual.
Mm,
and
yes.
I'm not saying Donald Trump is the bearer of light and Hillary is the bearer of evil. I'm saying they've both got some evil in them, and I'm saying the whole system does. And I'm saying this is a spiritual election. And if it wasn't for the resurrection of Jesus Christ, we would have no faith. It is the central focal point of history and of our faith. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is what sets apart truth from lies.
It's which every good thing that comes from above is going to pivot out of. And here we are, another Easter and a time to make a choice. So are we going to choose life or death? The Bible tells us clearly, in case you get confused, what the right choice is right away. It's a yes or no answer, but even the Bible tells you, hey, let me tell you what the right choice is. You want to choose life, right, Carl?
Absolutely. Romans 10:9, confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart God has raised him from the dead, and you shall be saved.
Carl Gallups, longtime senior pastor, best-selling author, former Florida law enforcement on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Carl.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Getting America back on track.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. Yes.
Bill Martinez live.
Top of the hour as news continues to come out of Brussels. It is definitely when you hear news like this. When I was a young Catholic boy and going to Catholic school, one of my favorite nuns, Sister St. Mark, would always say to us, when things like this would happen, she says, you know, we live in a time of history, and history is unfolding before our eyes, it seems, every day, and it's most incredible that I find myself in this position today. And, you know, the comfort that we do have is that, hey, we can pray about this. Hey, we can pray about what's going on, not only for the wisdom of those there in Belgium and the families that have been affected and the injuries that have taken place. I mean, quite shocking. Not only to Belgium, but in the neighboring countries as well, as to what's going on, as terrorism is striking not only Belgium but the world, and its shockwaves reverberate here to America, and we wonder, we've had attacks here on the homeland. What can we expect? It's pretty crazy when you consider the potential. But thank God. Thank God for God. Hey, our next guest, and he will remind us even more of that, is Dennis Whitmore. Dennis is he's a peddling pastor. And when I say peddling, I don't mean like he's knocking door to door. I mean, he's on a bicycle. And being on a bike and connected to God can give you an interesting and fresh perspective, because so often we get involved in the tyranny of the urgent. Into that perspective that we're just all about doing, and we're no longer human beings. We become human doings, as a friend of mine would say, and we miss out on so much. But Dennis has found a way to slow his life down, and he's given us an interesting perspective from his latest book called The Peddling Pastor. Dennis, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hi, Bill. Good morning. Great to be with you.
Hey, great to have you here. I hope I fairly represented what's going on here, that, for you, life was altered on the seat of a bicycle.
That's right. Yeah.
Well, tell us about that. Tell us about, you know, what got you on the bike. I mean, because you were, you know, I mean, we look at you today and we, oh, he's a pastor. But you were a professed agnostic before all this began.
Yeah, pretty much. I grew up in South Baltimore, middle class family, and we went to a little Lutheran church up the street. And during a pastoral change, the new pastor didn't have pretty good people skills at the time. My dad went to Vietnam on a government assignment. So we were the only family in the block that had a single mom. It was unusual.
Right.
And so he, as a man, a young man, didn't know how to deal with a single mom. And so he and many others just kind of treated my mom like, you know, just stay away from her. And the church just was not there for us. I got angry at him, got angry at the church. Eventually I left the church, got mad about all that, and just questioned the whole thing about the Bible, the church, and everything. But God had always been pursuing me, and I had injured my knees just playing around in the back alley, and I had gone through treatments and all that kind of stuff, and a doctor told me that I would have the knees of a 70-year-old man by the time I was 35. I was probably in my early teens, right around that time. Wow. A neighbor took me to a United Methodist Church north of Baltimore for a healing service, and hands were laid on me. I was prayed over. My knees were healed. And I was able to start riding a bike again. And,
wow.
And I rode thousands of miles since that time. I'm now 56. I've probably logged maybe 30,000-40,000 miles on a bike. And so I ride it out of thankfulness to God that he's given me this gift back. And I use that gift to just appreciate him and to raise money for people. And part of my testimony is just meeting the Lord and his angels along the way on my bike.
Mm. Well, you know, you bring up something that is quite marvelous that some would deny that miracles are not for today. Of course, there's a movie out right now just released, and I spent some time with the writer of the book, Christy Beam. It is her story, her daughter's story, Miracles from Heaven. And, you know, people want to hear about miracles, but yet, by the same token, unfortunately, even from the pulpits today, there are too many pastors saying that miracles are for a bygone area, an era. But yet you are a walking testimony that, you know, God, you know, chose you to demonstrate a life-changing experience.
Yeah, God made himself known to me on my bike in 1984. Mm-hmm. And I was questioning. My friend had become a Christian and always witnessing to me. But I always questioned and just kind of was just an arrogant kind of kid. And I just eventually started to doubt my own doubts because of the integrity of her own personal walk. And so I was on my bike one day, I just asked God out loud, you know, I said, okay, you know, show me, give me a sign, give me some way that I can know that this book is your book, you know, that this is really you. And so as I'm riding along, I saw this woman coming up the side of the road, and I stopped, and she said to me, I have a question for you, have you ever thought about what would happen to you after you die? And I thought that was kind of funny, and it just kind of reminded me of my talk that I had with my best friend, Terry, and I went into this thing. Well, anyway, I followed her up the road into the front yard of this house, went around back, and this guy came out and just started to talk to me about all these questions I had about the Bible, and I wish I'd written down all the answers. Mm-hmm. And it was just an amazing conversation, and interesting, but I thought I was just talking to a mere man. I wanted the sign, you know, that kind of thing.
Right.
So anyway, when I was leaving, they said, hey, come back and see us again sometime. Well, I thought he was just fanatic people, and you know. So I was about 24 at the time. About 6 months or so later, I drove my car back down that road, and when I went by there, there was no house. I remembered the house. It was unique, the gate, all that. There wasn't even a hole where there used to be a house.
Wow.
And I went down the road, I went back, and I drove back. In fact, in future time, when I became a pastor about 15 years later or so, I would take confirmation classes to that spot and tell them this story. And it talks about in Hebrews 13 about entertaining angels unaware.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly.
When you're really seeking God, he finds a way to meet you where you are, to introduce you to himself, if you really want to know.
Mm-hmm. So for riding your bike, what has been the most profound? I mean, this experience here is incredibly profound. But what is the golden nugget, the great takeaway that you would want your readers to get from your book?
Ex- great takeaways for me is even though I'm out there on the road and alone most of the time, these thousands of miles, I am never actually alone. Mm-hmm. I'm never scared. I feel totally safe. And I enter into just a time of just conversation in a spiritual sense with God. Just like if you're riding down the road with your best friend, you're on a long road trip, and you may not talk actually back and forth, but the presence of your friend along your side makes the trip, the journey, just so much more fulfilling than it would be if you'd done it by yourself. And I found that on my bike, it kind of distracts me from what my body's doing. I kind of go into autopilot, and I start thinking more deeply about just little things that you kind of pass through in your day, and I start thinking thoughts and questions come up, and actually it's the time when God, you know, as a pastor, I step on people's toes in the pulpit, but during those weeks when I'm on my bike, he's stepping on mine, talking to me about my marriage, my performance as a husband and a father, talking to me about things I need to think about and that I don't take time to think about.
Exactly. Well, and there's just something about getting off the, you know, we say getting off the grid, getting away from the cell phone, all the electronic devices, and it's you and God. And as you say, you know, for you, it's time with God. It's not necessarily a time where you would go out and evangelize, although you've met some interesting people along the way, as a result of, you know, pedaling your bike.
Yes, I have. And I actually met John Glenn a couple years ago.
Mm.
Wow. I was riding the National Road. I love historic rides, and I always, it's amazing the godly heritage of our nation. I don't care how much the people try to deny that, but God is just all over our history. And riding through the National Road, I stopped at the National Road Museum and places like that, and they were telling me that in Concordsville, in Ohio, where John Glenn's boyhood home is right on the National Road, and they said he's going to be there for his birthday. It's like his 91st birthday, I think it was.
Uh-huh.
And so I got there in time for that, and I
wow.
bought some postcards.
What a great opportunity for you. Dennis Whitmore has been our guest. His book, Ponderings of a Peddling Pastor, it'll be available at the usual places, linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com as well. Dennis, thank you so much for being with us. It is 19 before the top of the hour.
Planning to buy food storage? Wait a minute. Many companies try to confuse you with the number of servings they sell. It's not about the number of servings. It's about the number of calories. In emergencies, calories mean survival. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com for a comparison of leading companies. Ready Supply Foods sells the most calories per dollar of any company. Our 23 entrees and breakfasts are delicious and full of nutritious calories. The new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
It only takes 7 seconds to make a good first impression, or a bad one for that matter. What if it only took 7 seconds to get to work in the morning? Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. The 7-Second Walk is a turnkey home business system. We are looking for individuals who would like to earn from $500 to $5,000 a month, working from home with their own home-based business. All you need is a computer, internet access, and a telephone. You choose your own hours, and you can work in your PJs if you want. What most people like best about the 7-Second Walk is our national advertising campaign that can have customers calling you. We will teach you everything you need to know to be successful. So, if you could use some extra money and would like to be your own boss, go to 7secondnow.com and request your free info pack. I'll bet you could get used to a 7-second commute. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com. Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue.
Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
If you would be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty, and Betty, when you call me, you call me out, call me out.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online, your smartphone, any one of the 270 markets across this country, or via shortwave, via WWCR out of Nashville, Tennessee, just get on board. And as we say, your opinion does count. We're going to be opening up phone lines coming up in this next hour, 877-317-6432, 877-317-6432. Let us know what's on your mind. You know what's your response to the news in Brussels? We've got some primaries going on today here, as we have our candidates, Donald Trump and Ted Cruz, John Kasich, and not to mention Hillary, and also Bernie Sanders, all vying for their party's vote and nomination to be the next president of the United States. Let us know your thoughts. Get involved in the conversation, and let's talk solutions. Okay, 877-317-6432. Our next guest is a lead pastor at Gateway Church in Austin, Texas. Has a passion for family, riding, and sailing on Lake Travis. Author of the New York Times bestseller "Imagine Heaven: No Perfect People Allowed," "Soul Revolution," "Unshockable Love," "Mud," and "The Masterpiece." Very interesting book titles and very thought-provoking ideas as well that he shares with us. And we're going to talk about near-death experiences. You know, it's pretty incredible when you think that one out of 25 Americans has had a near-death experience. What does this tell us about the heaven of the Bible? And of course, we have a movie that just came out, Miracles from Heaven, that points to a near-death experience. John Burke, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on the show again.
Hey, great to have you here to talk about near-death experience. And I want to talk about its relationship to a very important day that's coming up, which is Easter Sunday.
Absolutely.
And what connectivity that may have with the tomb that was empty over 2,000 years ago.
Yeah, you know, after studying close to 1,000 near-death experiences, and looking at what is commonly reported, and like you said, you know, it's a very common experience. People don't often come forward because they're afraid of being made fun of, which, you know, often that's what happens. And yet it's this incredibly common experience. And, you know, as we're coming up on Easter, many people in our modern scientific age, you know, think the idea of resurrection is nothing but ancient myth. And yet, I'm trying to show and imagine heaven that, no, modern medicine may actually be providing additional evidence for the validity of the claims of that first Easter.
Mm-hmm. Well, break that down a little bit more for us, John. How is modern medicine reinforcing what happened on Easter Sunday over 2,000 years ago?
Well, you know, the first Easter, it's pretty well-known historical fact that Jesus was crucified under Pontius Pilate. Mm-hmm. But then his followers claimed that up to 500 people saw him risen from the dead. And, of course, that's where people, you know, get tripped up. And Jesus made these incredible claims. He said, I'm the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live even though they die. And what he was claiming is that there is real life following death that's available to all. You know, and it's eating, it's drinking, it's laughing, it's enjoying life in abundance. And this is actually the single most common claim that near-death experiencers make across the globe, that life actually exists beyond death. And what a near-death experience is, you know, someone is clinically dead. Their heart stops beating. Their brain waves cease, sometimes minutes, sometimes for hours, and yet modern medicine revives them. And they come back talking about what they experienced, what they saw. And in the chapter 2 of Imagine Heaven, I write about skeptical doctors and the afterlife and what's convinced many skeptical doctors. Like cardiologist Michael Sabum set out to disprove near-death experiences, and yet when he started interviewing his patients, when they initially die, they say they still can see their surroundings, and he said they saw details of the resuscitation that they could not have otherwise seen. Mm-hmm. And he ended up studying hundreds of cases and actually ended up writing a book about what convinced him and published it in the Journal of the American Medical Association. And these have actually been published in about 900 scholarly reviews like JAMA, like Psychiatry, like The Lancet in Europe. And, for instance, radiation oncologist Dr. Jeff Long studied thousands of these detailed accounts. And here's what he concluded. He said, I found the evidence that led to this astounding conclusion. NDEs provide such powerful scientific evidence that it's reasonable to accept the existence of an afterlife.
Mm-hmm.
So these are skeptical doctors.
Yes,
and,
right.
And these are people, you know, we're talking about millions of people. And in Imagine Heaven, I'm not just using cases from America, but all over the globe. And what they're claiming is that there really is a life after death, and it is real life. In fact, they talk about how they came more alive than they've ever been, not just with five senses, but it felt like more like with 50 senses. See people and recognize people and so this is real life. And now that's exactly what that first Easter was claiming, you know, that that Jesus was the first to be resurrected. Now it wasn't just spiritual resurrection, which is I think what's happening in this case. His was a physical resurrection.
Exactly. Well, you know, and this is what I've maintained in this season, John, is that you know, there's such a profound question that comes out of that empty tomb if we have ears to listen. But yet, you know, if we want to ignore God and sear our conscience and say, okay, you know, like really, I mean, there's a good percentage of people that believe, look, I just die, I'm buried, and I'm eaten by worms, and that's it, the end of the story. But, you know, with these near-death experiences that are coming back and telling us, and giving us signs and some clearer understanding that there is life after death and that Jesus was the first of many.
Exactly.
You know, this and really calls to question the life that we should choose to live.
Oh, yeah. And it's real easy to just kind of write it off like, oh, those are just crazy people. Mm-hmm. So what I've done in Imagine Heaven is, you know, I've taken 120 of these 1,000 that I've studied, and I'm focusing in on people who are doctors, a college professor who didn't think there was life after death, a TWA airline pilot, a bank president. I mean, people who really have nothing to gain by making up crazy stories that they saw heaven and the risen Jesus, you know, and they actually have credibility to lose in their professions, and yet they're saying this. And I'm showing how what they're saying actually correlates with what even blind people say. So people who are blind from birth, when they have these, when they're clinically dying and have these near-death experiences, they come back saying they could see for the first time, and they report things that are verifiable, and they report things that, you know, John says in the book of Revelation. Like, this is a fascinating one. Like, I report about Vicky, who was blind from birth, and when she dies in this car accident and then is resuscitated, she talks about how, you know, and this is common, they see beauty, not unlike Earth. But she said the beauty, the grass and the trees and the flowers and you know, everything had this light coming out of it. And the light was palpable. The light was life and the light was love. Mm. Now, this is common of blind people. I put three blind people in Imagine Heaven, and they're saying the same thing as doctors and college professors and TWA airline pilots. But how would blind people ever get the idea that light comes out of things in heaven?
Exactly.
You would have never heard that on earth. Light shines on things. It doesn't come out of things.
Mm.
And yet this is exactly what John says in the book of Revelation, the last Revelation 21, where he has Jesus, the risen Jesus, takes him up to have this vision of heaven and what's to come. And he says, and what Isaiah, the Old Testament prophet, says too, is that there is no sun or moon in heaven, for God is its light, and Jesus, the Lamb, is its lamp, and the nations will walk in that light.
Yeah, wow.
And yet this is what even blind people are reporting, and it's agreeing with what people are saying around the globe. Now, like you said, you know, just because people have this vision of what's to come, that doesn't take away their free will. And we still have a choice to make. You know, what they're reporting is what Easter was all about, that God loves every single person more than we can possibly even fathom. And he's done everything possible to remove every barrier between every human and himself except our own pride. And in our own pride, we can still say, nope, I'm good. Don't need
you. That's right. Exactly.
And yet what we're seeing is that, you know, there's this what we really long for is this life that is to come. You know, people commonly come back and they're depressed when they're resuscitated. And this is part of what confused doctors. Like, I just saved your life. Why are you mad at me?
Right, exactly.
And it's because they're saying,
look what you brought me back to.
But the first time they realize this is really the shadow of the real life to come.
Exactly. Well, you know, and you mentioned something here, John, that's really important, and that is, you know, the conviction that near-death experience people go through. And I find it to be somewhat similar to what our first century Christians went through, that they were willing to subject themselves to death, you know, to be ostracized, to be cut off from society because they were believing in something that wasn't the norm of the day, but
yeah,
to be willing to go to death for the sake of the truth. I mean, that has to tell you a lot right there.
Yeah. And you know, it's amazing if you think about it that God gave us all these eyewitnesses back then. And they're great reasons, apart from these near-death experiences, to believe they were telling the truth. Cynical lawyers have been convinced just by looking at their testimony. But today, through modern medicine, God has given us even more eyewitnesses. And if, you know, if
we're out of time. Congratulations on the book. Thank you for coming on Imagine Heaven. John Burke on Bill Martinez Live.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.